And the population of homeless youth is often overlooked. That's according to a coalition of youth advocates. They explored how the city is failing and what could be done. Clark Adamitis reports.
On any given night in New York City, there are over 45 unaccompanied youth under the age of 25 living in shelters and on the streets. According to the Coalition for Homeless Youth, young people are often forgotten and not a part of conversations about homelessness and don't have access to much of the city's resources and support.
I've actually been homeless. The system tends to react rather than being proactive.
Tamane Hamilton is an activist with Neighbors Together, a community center committed to ending hunger and poverty. He says there's a lack of understanding of what a young person needs.
Growing up, I had behavioral issues. Rather than receiving the supports, it was kind of allowed to continue on, which helped to create instability, which was already present with my mom and my father being absent in the household. Maybe the system is not understanding young people, not understanding the needs, like mental health, substance abuse. My mom dealt with substance abuse, and so did my father. And so that created instability as well, which just wasn't addressed until everything went drastically wrong. I guess I would start by looking at, you know, how can we support young people earlier on? I mean, like really early, like maybe even 6 years old.
Joanne Villarin says what's needed is access to affordable housing and programs. She is the director of the Safe Horizon Streetwork Project.
Once people age out of youth programs and move into the next phase of their lives, the resources dry up and they're not as helpful. One of the things that I think would be really helpful for young folks is for there to be an expansion for programs like Summer Youth Employment Program, where folks can have more consistent access to employment and to training and learn and experience so that they can confidently join the workforce and make income that would help them to be able to afford to live in New York City. Another thing, obviously, is affordable housing for folks. There are great numbers of criteria that young folks have to fulfill in order to access things like supportive housing. And even at that, supportive housing can be really limited in how long someone can access a stable place to live.
I remember when I was in school, I would constantly hear, if you don't do good, you're going to be homeless. And like, to be homeless is like the worst thing to happen in society.
Maddox Guerrilla is an activist who was homeless in his youth. He says systemic problems are at the root of youth homelessness.
In our education systems, we're starting off by ostracizing folks that are experiencing homelessness versus actually starting with like equipping people with resources from then to succeed or intervene, right, when people are experiencing housing instability.
Guerrilla says that by addressing issues like systemic racism and how the homeless are ostracized, doors can be opened to getting homeless youth the resources they need. Today, the city says the Department of Youth and Community Development will receive 600 vouchers as part of the city's federal aid package. This gives 600 homeless youth a chance to search for affordable housing. Clark Adamitis, WBAI News, New York.
Thanks, Clark.